I can think of several instances where a competency-based approach to teaching could work very well. I think it would work well for alumni who've already graduated but who need to update or upskill certain competencies that they didn't cover in their prior degree programs. I can think of things like digital literacy or ethics and responsibility or teamwork, which these skills need to be embedded within a particular subject domain, and competency-based learning could be very useful for helping people to upskill on those things. In terms of the advantages and disadvantages of students studying individually rather than cohort, well, I think this will depend very much on individual learner preferences as to how people like to study. Some people like to work at their own pace. They do better if they're left on their own, or just work with an instructor. But on the other hand, studying online and studying on a self-paced program like competency-based education, it requires really good self-discipline. And I find that most learners need to test or practice their competencies, and so feedback from other students would really help. And for that to happen, you really need all the students more or less on the same page or at the same level of skills development so they can give feedback to each other. And is this something you should do on your own? Definitely not. You need institutional support for this. You need to change the systems, such as the registration system. You need to have the employers heavily involved, and somebody has to go out and decide which employers they should be and get their involvement, which is not always easy. But I can see situations where competency-based learning could work, but you really need the institution behind it. Thank you.